One Man's Family, now brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabson, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Clifford and Claudia on the terrace.
Yep, Elwood Gittings bets 1,000 in Dad's scorebook.
Elwood? Is that his name? I thought it was Elwood.
No, Elwood Gittings. If Teddy is actually engaged to him and she marries him, she will be Mrs. Elwood Gittings. I suppose we'll get used to it after 3 or 4 years.
Oh, Cliff, he can't be as stuffy as you make him out to be.
Well, he can when he tries.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. When you're troubled with hay fever or when you've had a cold, the chances are you've tried some antihistaminic product. But have you heard about Tabsin? That's spelled T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin is an improved antihistaminic tablet that can do more for you. Tabsin's antihistamine is effective in relieving the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But remember, we said Tabsin does more, and here's why. It also contains a special ingredient to alleviate the pain of the headache that so often accompanies colds and hay fever. Also, it's a smooth-coated tablet that's easy to swallow, leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. So, for relief from the misery of hay fever or colds, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 5, Book 78. In Seacliff, San Francisco, on this pleasant September afternoon, the Barber clan is gathering to greet Teddy, Paul's daughter, who arrived home today from her 4-year stay in Germany. Half an hour ago, driving Henry's car, Elwood Giddings, the retired Army dentist whom Teddy knew in Europe, went alone to the air terminal to meet her, thus missing the arrival of Claudia, Nikki, and their family, who drove down from the Sky Ranch for the great occasion. Now, Claudia joins Clifford on the upper terrace.
Cliff, is that Mr. Giddings' trunk up there in my old room?
Yep. Dad gave him our best, Claude. Hope you don't mind.
Of course not. But I was a little surprised to see a trunk.
And so was Mom. It's full of old gold fillings gouged from the mouths of protesting soldiers.
Oh, Cliff.
Oh, there's nobody rougher than an army dentist when you're far, far from home. Oh, hey, Dad. Dad, what's your hurry?
Oh, my. Isn't he busy this afternoon?
Something very hush-hush seems to be happening.
Dad, where are you going in such a rush?
Oh, Claudia, what became of Nicholas?
Well, he was down on the lower terrace the last I saw of him.
Oh, yes, thank you, Claudia.
I'd never know he'd had an operation. Look at him go. I wonder what he's up to.
I don't know. I went in the kitchen a while ago, and there he was, whispering to Mom and Hazel and Betty. It's pretty confidential, so I just backed out. But your Nicola was something about getting. Maybe he's going to give him my room.
You know, I've been gathering a sort of gallop poll on Mr. Giddings this afternoon. So far, I've got only one loud affirmative vote.
Dad's, maybe?
Cliff, I've never known Dad to be quite so instantly enthusiastic about anybody.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Oh, nothing, Claude. Only he's been holding him up to me as a good example. You know, worked his way through dental school, early to bed, early to rise, never cracks a smile, all business. That's Elwood in Dad's scorebook.
Elwood? Is that his name? I thought it was Elwynn.
No, Elwood. If Teddy is actually engaged to him and she marries him, he will be Mrs. Elwood Giddings. Yep, Teddy Giddings.
Oh, Cliff, he can't be as stuffy as you make him out to be.
Yeah, he can when he tries.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, Dad?
Where did Ariel go?
I haven't seen him. Oh, Dad, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah? He was in the garage with Andy, looking at the scooter. They're trying to fix it.
Yes, thank you.
Look at him go. I never saw him so busy.
He's been cooking up something since early this morning. Oh, here's Hazel.
Stay right there, Cliff. Mother has too many in the kitchen now. She's going to call you when she needs the table moved.
Ah, reprieve.
Sit down, Hazel. We were doing a little gossiping. Wonder if I could possibly guess what it was about. Oh, I suppose it's never fair to discuss the stranger in your midst, but everybody does it.
Mr. Giddings seems very nice. Yes, I like him very, very much.
Say it again, Hazel, and put more into it.
Claire,
I certainly didn't expect when we drove down here today this homecoming of Teddy's to turn out to be her announcement party. That's supposed to be a secret.
So's the atomic bomb.
5 different people told me before I'd been here 10 minutes. so it really can't be much of a secret.
No, no, it sort of got out, Claude. I never saw a secret spread faster.
But Teddy hadn't written anyone about it.
Oh, no, no. Elwood told Father in strictest confidence. And Mother guessed it, and she felt she had to tell Paul and me. We both had begun to feel that Elwood was imposing to move in here.
And I could still put up an argument.
Not under the circumstances, Cliff. If he and Teddy are going to be married, why, of course he should stay here. And anyway, Father insisted on his coming. Father said Elwood had simply a frightful little old box-like hotel room.
Oh, hey, look, Hazel, this town crawls with good hotels, with rooms as big as amphitheaters, if you want to put out a couple of bucks.
Why, Cliff?
I was trying to save a quarter.
Oh, here comes Dad again. That operation really did something for him. It's been years since I've seen him walk so fast. Look at him.
Dan, those doctors must have put a spring in your knee.
Oh, yeah. My leg never felt that.
Well, I've seen everybody. I think we can undo the damage now if you'll all follow my suggestions and do just as I told you.
Father, I think it was a good idea to speak to everybody before Teddy gets here.
That is the only thing I could do.
Well, what's this, another secret?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So many people to see. Don't tell me that I missed you. Yes, well, your mother thought it wise for me to caution everyone, even the little children, and make sure that nobody, under any circumstances, reveals to Teddy that we know about her engagement. We must let her have the fun of announcing it herself. Yes. Now, the matter was most confidential, but it got out somehow. I'm very distressed about it, but all we can do now is keep it bottled within us. Yes, and if we all show astonishment and delight when she breaks the news, it'll go off very well, and Elwood never need know that it got out.
I'll show the astonishment. Claude, you show the delight, huh? How'll that be?
Look, Griffin, I don't like that attitude.
Okay, all right. Elwood's a great little guy. Bet you.
Griffin!
Oh, yes, Mom?
Call me now. We're fixing the barbecue table.
Okay. Need some heavy lifting, huh, Mom?
It's no
dream. I thought Paul had gone to meet Teddy.
No, no. Elwood wanted to go and get her naturally, so I let him take my car.
How did Paul and Elwood get along, Dad?
Oh, splendidly, Claudia, splendidly, yes. Of course, Paul, you know, less and less social as years go on.
After all, you invited Elwood here yourself, Father.
Now, don't take that accusing tone, Hazel. Teddy's engaged to him. I had to.
He told you about the engagement,
Dad? Well, he didn't mean to, Claudia. It slipped out. He could have bitten his tongue off. Yes, and then he instantly pledged me to keep his confidence. I can only pray that Teddy will make her announcement before somebody spills the beans, as the saying goes. I have never been in such a position.
Poor Dad.
Yes, a frightful situation for me, Claudia. Perfectly frightful. Why, when I was in business, I carried locked up inside me secrets worth millions of dollars. Yes, year after year. Why, down there on Montgomery Street, I once heard that I was referred to as the clamp. But then I didn't have your mother to deal with.
Mom tied it out of you, did she, Dad?
No, nothing of the sort. She guessed it. And then it spread like wildfire. But it's going to ruin my reputation with Elwood if he ever finds it out.
Hey, Claude, I got someone who wants to meet you. Come on, Elwood. You haven't met my sister, Claudia Lacey.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Lacey? I heard so much about you.
Mr. Giddy, think Teddy's here.
Huh? Well, where is Ted?
She's talking to Paul in the library. Kind of knocked her off her pins to see the old boy.
Now, wait, Father. Let's not all go rushing in at once.
Yes. It seems to be a very emotional experience for her. Well, you people, excuse me. I'll take this opportunity to get her luggage.
Well, I'll give you a hand, Elwood.
Claudia, Hazel, we must go and see what Teddy has to say for herself.
Wait, Father. Give her a chance to be alone with Paul. After all, she hasn't seen him for 4 years.
Oh, let me really look at you, Paul. Oh, you've no idea how many times I've tried to imagine...
This old gray head, huh, Teddy?
Oh, it's no grayer than it was. Oh, Paul, on lonely nights, I'd try to imagine I was back in my old room up on the third floor. When I couldn't sleep, I'd imagine foggy nights here with the horn sounding. And I get that old, safe, snug feeling that always comes when I'm near you.
Well, you look wonderful, Teddy. You've matured, and I like it.
Paul, what's the matter with your voice? What is it?
Oh, it's nothing serious. Psychosomatic, the doctors say. That's a new word they're overworking.
Psychosomatic? Well, from what? Oh, yes. Christine.
I can't wait another minute, Teddy.
Father Barber!
Oh, yes.
Oh, Teddy. I want you to know at once how much I like Elwood. Yes. And I like Elwood Giddings immensely, Teddy.
Oh, that's good, Father Barber. Elwood and I had a wonderful time together. Mother Barber!
Teddy, I see you, my dear.
Oh, wonderful. Oh.
Now, don't interrupt, Fanny. Teddy has something to tell us.
What? Oh, did I tell you? I've even brought home some movies of Berlin and the ruins. I took them myself. Hazel, Claudia!
You want to all storm in at once? We can descend on you by the dozens if that's the way you want it.
Oh, Hazel.
Oh, Teddy, down.
Claudia.
Oh, it's so nice, Teddy.
Oh, 4 years is too long. Paul, I'm never going to stay away for long another time.
Aaron, why should you? Now, you girls interrupted. There's something that Teddy wants to tell us all.
Oh, what?
bless you.
Oh, no, no, not now, Father Barber. Anyway, I'm going to be a regular lady lecturer some night. I've even bought movies of Berlin, Hazel.
My father has some movies of his own.
Yes, yes. They took color motion pictures of the operation on my niece, Eddie. And I got a new print of it. Oh, it's a very interesting... Oh, Elwood. What are you doing over there? Come here, my boy.
Yes, Miss Barber.
Yes, yes. Well, here we are. Now, let's go out on the terrace and call people together. Hazel, find Daniel. Somebody get Nicholas. Tell them Teddy's here.
Oh, Father Barber, would you mind very much? First, I can hardly wait to go up and see my own room again. Paul, all of you, come on. Tell them to come up to my room.
I'll get them, Teddy.
I can hardly wait. Come on, Paul.
Mom's got your room fixed just the way you left it.
Oh, wonderful. Come on, everybody. I've waited for this for a long year.
There was my boy. Teddy hasn't made her announcement.
Well, she isn't going to, not tonight.
Huh? What's this?
Well, she decided not to say anything for a day or two, till everyone recovers from the excitement of her homecoming.
No, no, Elwood, that won't do. You must persuade her. Yes, she must tell us about it in the next 5 minutes, Elwood. I can't keep this secret very much longer.
Paul will be back in a moment with further developments. Friends, for the misery of hay fever or a cold, remember Tabcin, spelled T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Take Tabcin quick. Feel better quick. Here's the important thing about Tabcin. It's a tablet especially formulated to do more than just antihistamine alone. True, it does provide a dependable, effective antihistamine for relief of the sniffles, sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but here's the plus value. Tabcin also offers quick relief from the headache that so often accompanies colds and hay fever. So for fast, effective relief from the misery of hay fever or a cold, take Tabcin. Tabcin is smooth-coated, easy to swallow, with no unpleasant aftertaste. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabcin, the bright red tablet in the bright red package at all drugstores. All right, Paul.
The house is quiet now, and there was no formal announcement of Teddy's engagement. Dad looks pretty bleak about that. As a matter of fact, as the evening progressed, it seemed to me that Elwood, too, was looking bleak and rather apprehensive. Well, that's how it is with the Barbers today. Good night.
Friends, there's a new household antiseptic available at your drugstore right now, and no home should ever be without it. The name is Bactine, spelled V-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine is ideal for first aid in the home. As a hand disinfectant, Bactine keeps its germicidal power for as long as 6 hours after one application. Bactine is helpful as a sick room sanitizer. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist and read the descriptive folder that comes with it. Discover its many qualities, its many uses in the home. Try Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabcin. Monday, Chapter 6, Book 78. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.